Thank you, Madam Clerk. I'd like to call the Congressional Membership Committee meeting to order. First item on our agenda is roll call. Madam Clerk?
Congressman Maker?
Here.
Congressman Tillman?
Here.
Chair Potts?
Present. Next item on our agenda is prayer. Congressman Maker, can you render our prayer?
Yes, sir. Awata Kumba. Intati Wakanta Walake Tali Kumba. Wakante Ankutapi Majadita Etsinixi. Wajaji Nikashi Lakede Walapi Kumba. Nunikashi Zinkajapaski Lakede Walapi Kumba Huheka Beingshe. Almighty God, Heavenly Father, I want to thank you again for another day you've given us. We want to thank you for all your blessings and all you do for us, Lord. And we want you to look after all the families who have suffered losses recently and are grieving, and comfort those in need, Lord, all that they need. Whether it be food, clothing, shelter, whatever they need, Lord, we know you're going to provide it for them. And Lord, we want you to look after the children, the elders, and service members, first responders, all those folks that take care of us, Lord, take care of them. And we want you to be here today, and we're going to need your wisdom and your knowledge and the courage to do the right thing for our Osage people. What we've been elected to be put here to do, Lord, that's what we're going to do, and we're going to be fair and just as you gave us in the Ten Commandments. So, Lord, again, we just want to thank you for all you do for us. We ask this in your Son, Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen, and thank you, Congressman Maker. Next item on the agenda is approval of minutes.
Chair.
Congressman Tillman.
Motion to approve the minutes as presented.
There's a motion to approve the minutes. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? Seeing none. All those in favor, please signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed? Seeing none, the minutes are approved. Next item on the agenda is the authorization to retain special counsel. I have sent or delivered to Ms. Davis just now, so I apologize to the committee, a copy of just the authorization to retain special counsel that I intend to circulate. I don't know if she's been able to send that out. She's sending it right now, so we can talk for just a moment. Let me pull this up. Okay. So, members of the committee and those listening, congressional rules state, Rule 12.1, that the authorization is presented by a member of Congress to retain special counsel to investigate the following allegations that, if true, would constitute grounds for removal of the Osage Nation Attorney General Clinton Patterson. What I hope to do and what my intent here today is to present the authorization to retain special counsel to this committee, and have this committee vote to approve the authorization to retain special counsel. What I will then do is carry forward, as the chairman of the membership committee, the authorization to retain special counsel to the other members of Congress. And if it garners enough signatures, we will move forward with invoking Rule 12.1. So with that being said, what I would like to do, I know the clerk is sending it out. I have the pleasure of being able to have a copy in advance because I wrote it with the help of Mr. Gill and some others that have weighed in on this. So I appreciate everybody who's had eyes on this. But what I will move forward with is just reading some of the allegations that I intend to go forward or intend to ask this committee to approve. So number one would be For a period of more than 5 years, up to July 10th of 2025, the Attorney General, Clinton Patterson, failed to become admitted to the federal district courts of the Eastern and Western District, Western Oklahoma districts, as required by 15 ONC 3106A3, and only did become admitted when confronted by the Osage Nation Congressional Membership Committee. Two, the Attorney General Clinton Patterson did so disregard by failure to initiate removal of his non-Osage adopted child from the membership roll of the Osage Nation until confronted about it by the membership department, despite claiming to have knowledge of the error. Number three, Mr. Clinton Patterson did intentionally apply for and received a certificate degree of Indian blood from the United States Department of Interior for his non-Osage adopted child in 2004, knowing that non-Osage adopted child was not of Osage lineal descent. Number four, the Attorney General Clinton Patterson is believed to have applied for a membership for his non-Osage adopted child in 2010, resulting in the membership of a person who is not of Osage lineal descent. Number five, the Attorney General Clinton Patterson did intentionally engage in abusive conduct, personal charges, and verbal affronts upon the character, motives, and intents of other officials and citizens of the Osage Nation in violation of Article 10's Code of Ethics at Section 3 of the Osage Nation Constitution. Number six, the Attorney General Clinton Patterson has lost the confidence of the Osage Nation Congress in his ability to perform the duties as prescribed or described by Osage law. And number seven, the Attorney General is duly enrolled with the Osage Nation and the Citizen Potawatomi Nation in violation of the Citizen Potawatomi Constitution prohibiting dual tribal citizenship. The articles also include a total tribal budget of $50,000 and authorize that a special counsel be retained to investigate the allegations above. So with that, I believe Ms. Davis has sent communication 26009 that is a copy of the authorization to retain special counsel. Having read it aloud, Chair will entertain discussion from any members of the body that are present, and we can talk about it before we make a motion. Are there any questions or comments?
Chair.
Congressman Tillman.
I feel very comfortable with the content. Job well done, so I'm ready to make movement on the authorization.
Okay. If we'll give just a moment to hear from any others that may have comment. Congressman Maker.
Thank you, Chairman. Yeah, I have heard and read what's in the communication, and I feel like it's ready to go forward. Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman Maker. Are there any other comments? Give me just a moment, and I'll work on a motion. Are there any other comments? Seeing none at this time, the chair will entertain a motion to approve communication 26009 and direct that Chairman Potts circulate the authorization to retain special counsel to the members of Congress.
So moved.
Second.
There's movement and a second. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? Seeing none, the motion is approved. Thank you, members of the committee. I will move forward with circulating that authorization at the conclusion of the meeting. Next item on the agenda is a committee report. Members, I have part of communication 26005, if you can reference that document. This is a draft committee report that I have prepared as chairman At our last committee meeting, I was authorized to work on a committee report. 26005 is the draft of that report. It has been circulated to members of this committee and to a few other members of Congress to be able to take a look at and provide some feedback. At this time, Chair will entertain any discussion on Communication 26005. If there's any discussion, I can walk through it if we'd like, if that's the purview of the committee first. It's prepared in our typical committee report fashion. Section A, it's the membership report concerning the investigation of a fraudulent membership. I am the author of the report. We can vote on it, and that vote will be recorded. Section C includes the public hearing dates of January 17th is when all of this really kind of got started for us, and concluding with the inclusion of today's date of October 17th, 2025. List the individuals that had testified on July 10th. There have been a couple of changes since 26005, so I will have to have a new document sent out. But I can work on the fly with that. But we're essentially changing. This has various dates. I've added various individuals just interviewed instead of testifying. The summary purpose of Section E, the purpose of this report is to summarize the committee activities and the conclusion of the reports of the fraudulent Osage Nation membership. Section F, the committee requested to retain a special investigator from the Congressional Affairs Committee after having compiled evidence to suggest that an investigation was warranted. The special investigator was approved by Congressional Affairs, and we moved forward with working with that investigator. Report reads the special investigator was contracted to assist the committee in compiling the report and various legal documents that furthered the investigation and findings. The reports contributing to and resulting from this process include all of these documents listed in the committee report. Confidential Communication 2507, Confidential Communication 2509, Confidential Communication 2510, Confidential Communication 2511, Confidential Communication 2512, Confidential Communication 2513, 2515, 2517, 2518, 2520, and 2524, 2530, 2531, 2532, 2533, 2543, 2544, 2549, and 2560, all confidential communication records. Public congressional communications include ONCA, or not ONC, 25233, 25288, 25320, 25233 being the initial investigative report compiled by this committee, 25320 being a final report from our investigator, and 25288 being a transcript of the hearing conducted on July 10th. From all of those activities, the committee finds the following: that Clinton Patterson did apply for and obtain a certificate degree of Indian blood from the United States Department of Interior, Bureau of Indian Affairs, for a legally adopted non-Osage lineal descendant. We further find that Clinton Patterson's adopted non-Osage minor child was granted membership by the Osage Nation Membership Department. The conduct of Mr. Clinton Patterson warrants investigation and the appointment of a special counsel on behalf of the Osage Nation Congress. And that is something that we intend to move forward with after this meeting, and requesting that colleagues approve the authorization to retain special counsel. Section G of the committee report walks through each of the allegations that have been included in the authorization to retain special counsel and some of the supporting language and supporting reasons for each of those allegations to be included in the authorization to retain special counsel. This document will be a public document. It will be forward-facing, so at this time I don't believe that I need to read through those three or four pages. But what I do have in there is also Section H, actions taken by this committee. I do intend to ask the committee to fulfill these requests today, to attach and send by certified mail letters to the regional director, Eddie Streeter, that we will visit in a moment, Superintendent Adam Trembley, that we will visit in a moment, and Chairman Rocky Barrett of the Citizen Potawatomi Nation, that we will also visit in a moment. To those and to this report, I would encourage the committee to attach Communication 25233, 25288, 25320, which are all of the reports from our committee that are forward-facing and available public documents. I would also recommend that this committee recommend to the Congress to redact confidential reports and release as many as possible to the public. That will take a vote of Congress, and that will be a large undertaking. So that is something that this committee can consider. But I also recommend that the Congress support legislation to conduct an external audit of the Osage Nation membership roll, and make a motion to direct Chairman Potts to author to circulate the authorization to retain special counsel, which we've already done. So at this time, the chair will entertain any questions on 26005. If there are any questions, Congressman Maker.
Thank you, Chairman. I just had one comment or question. Has Mr. Gill looked at this communication? Does he feel that it's accurate and correct and ready to move forward?
Mr. Gill.
Congressman, I'll be honest with you. I have not had the chance to completely review that document. I have gone through it briefly and suggested one change to Congressman Potts, but I can't say that I've completely reviewed the document. So I received it yesterday afternoon and was really not able to review it until this morning.
Chair.
Congressman Maker.
Congressman Tillman.
Well, thank you, Mr. Gill, but do we, as legal counsel, do we need to hear your final opinion before we can make a vote on this or not? Thank you.
Mr. Gill.
That would be up to you as members of Congress, but if you would like to recess, I will be happy to go through it thoroughly and give my opinion.
Thank you, Mr. Gill. Congressman Tillman.
I reviewed 26005 received yesterday, and as a member of the membership committee, I'm ready for movement.
Thank you, Congressman Tillman. There actually won't be movement on this report. What we'll do is actually we can make a vote to adopt the report, and that way that will be recorded in section B of this report, but we will circulate it after the fact with our signatures just as we report out legislation. So Congressman Tillman, if you're ready for movement at this time, chair will entertain a motion to approve the content contained in the membership committee report as presented.
So moved.
There's movement. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion and a second. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed? Seeing none, the membership committee report will be circulated after this committee meeting to be signed by members of the committee. Next item on the agenda is communication to the Bureau of Indian Affairs officials. The committee has in their possession communication 26006, 26007, and 26008. 26006 is a letter to Chairman Barrett of the Citizen Potawatomi Nation. Reads very similar to a letter that I have already sent at one point, but what we will do is make a motion to send communication 26006 with the appropriate support documentation to Mr. Barrett. Is there any discussion on actually Chair will entertain a motion to direct the chair of the membership committee to distribute and send by certified mail or appropriate means a copy of Communication 26006 to Chairman Rocky Barrett of the Citizen Potawatomi Nation.
So moved.
There's movement. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion, a second. Any discussion?
Chair, I have discussion. I don't have a vote, but I mean, I have discussion.
Understand.
A question. Congresswoman
Goodfox.
So in the past, we have come across constituents that have been duly enrolled with the Osage Nation and another nation. While we allow for dual citizenship, there are multiple tribes here in the state of Oklahoma and even outside of Oklahoma that do not allow for that. I am not sure how the membership department handles that, if they because the only instances that I'm really aware of are when the other tribe calls or makes inquiry. And so I am wondering how does this membership committee plan to deal with that moving forward, realizing that this is a circumstance of the Attorney General who has taken an oath and been appointed and then confirmed by the body of Congress. Is it your all's intention to start getting involved in sending letters to those other nations where a constituent of ours is duly enrolled, we allow for it, but they do not? And then also, have you all received any communication from the membership department on how they handle that?
Congresswoman Goodfox, I will take a stab at answering the question, and I appreciate the question. This is not done lightly. But I think the answer is we intend to operate with the status quo. We have asked, I believe it is our understanding, that our membership department does confirm if they are contacted by another nation, they confirm enrollment. I think that's it. I don't think any other information is shared other than enrollment status. Where I would say is no, we don't intend to become more active in this if our citizens are dual enrolled. Generally speaking, that is on the citizen. Nobody from this committee, nobody from this Congress has expressed interest or desire to look at our role and to make that determination or to go on a reporting spree. And I don't believe that that's what we're doing here. What has happened is information has come to this committee. It has been made aware to this committee, and I do believe that we have a responsibility to report to another entity that has a law that is not being followed. And so that's why we're taking the step to notify Chairman Barrett. I don't think, unless just reports start flooding in to this committee that we then have to investigate that have documented proof, I don't think this committee is intending to do any other research on any other members of the nation in any fashion. But in this case, evidence was presented to this committee, and I think we have a responsibility to act. Is there any further discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed? Seeing none, motion passes. The next item, or next issue on the our agenda is Communication 26007. It is a letter to Director Streeter, Regional Director of the Eastern Oklahoma Region of the Bureau Office of, Bureau of Indian Affairs with the BIA. This letter is circulated, it's drafted by myself, and I intend to send it to Regional Director Streeter. What this does is follow the only guidance that we've received in a document, I think it was dated in 2017, that in order for a revocation of a CDIB to be considered, which we aren't even sure if that's a real process, that the, quote, appropriate officials need to be made aware. So what we're doing is starting with the regional director and our superintendent here in Pawhuska. And so the important part of this letter and what it reads is, please let us know if this letter is sufficient to begin the process of revocation. We pray that the issue is investigated with the fervor equal to our efforts, and that the remedy is presented that maintains the integrity, sanctity, and reverence deserving of the situation. This is not the proper process. Please, we fully intend to follow your directives to bring about a satisfactory conclusion to this problem. So this letter not only notifies them, but it says, please let us know if this is not the process. We need to begin that process. So at this time, Chair will entertain a motion to send communication 26007 to Regional Director Eddie Streeter of the Bureau of Indian Affairs for the Eastern Oklahoma region by certified mail or means necessary.
So moved.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. Any discussion? Seeing no discussion, all those in favor, please signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed? Seeing none, the motion carries. Same letter is also sent before this committee in communication 26008. Says almost exactly the same thing as Director Streeter's letter, notifying both of our officials, who I would believe would have some reasonable responsibility in starting this process. So at this time, the chair will entertain a motion to direct the chair of membership to send communication 26008 to Mr. Adam Trembley, superintendent of the Osage Nation Agency, by certified mail or appropriate means.
So moved.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed? Seeing none, the motion carries. Each of those three letters will be sent at the conclusion of this meeting with the appropriate support documentation. Thank you, committee. At this time, Chair will entertain a brief recess to make sure that we've covered everything that we need to cover, and hopefully 5, maybe 10 minutes.
So moved.
Second.
Motion and second. Seeing no objection, we are in recess.